the shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Max Roma. Beyond control of the arch criminal, Dr. Fu Manchu, the secretary of Sir Lionel Barton is strangled by a poisonous vapor known as the Green Mist. After again warning the explorer against Fu Manchu, Nayland Smith joins Inspector Weymouth in a waterfront search for a mummy imported by Sir Lionel and stolen by Dr. Fu. Fu Manchu, Eurasian slave Karame, comes to Baker Street to warn Dr. Petrie of danger and leaves as Nayland Smith returns. A parcel, presumably sent by Inspector Weymouth, is delivered to Smith. As he prepares to open it, it explodes. A greenish-yellow, oily vapor billows out into the room.
Petrie, run! Get out! Fu Manchu sent that box. Get the bedroom windows open, Petrie, quick. Oil, gas. I should have recognized it as Sir Lionel. What in heaven's name is it? Identical with chlorine in many respects. But there must be other properties. Fu Manchu alone knows what they are. Great Scott, we've been blind. There was never anyone in the mummy case. There was enough of that frightful stuff to have suffocated a regiment. Don't you see, Nayland?
Of course I see it now. He didn't count on the mummy case being upset. And Queen's part was to remove the plug by pulling the strings.
The gas is heavier than air. The case would have emptied through the vent and the gas been dispersed, with no clue remaining. The secretary inhaled the stuff, capsized the case in falling, and the gas poured out under the conservatory door behind which Cui was hiding.
Fu Manchu evidently made more than was necessary to kill Sir Lionel, and so he contemptuously devoted the remainder to me. Well, his contempt is justified, Petrie. It's through no cleverness on my part that Fu Manchu's cause of double failure.
Just who is this Sir Graham Guthrie we're calling on, Nayland?
Officially, he's the British resident in North Bhutan. Unofficially, he's England's eyes in that forsaken spot. He knows the provinces of Bhutan and Nepal as we know our London.
But how can he have incurred the displeasure of Fu Manchu?
How does any man incur the wrath of that devil? By being observant to the things that are happening in the Orient. By being a clever diplomat, a statesman. In other words, Petrie, by being a leader. However, these men don't incur the wrath of Fu Manchu.
No? Who then?
You've heard me speak of the Black Poppy Society? Yes. The seven, the inner circle of the society, are the ones who turn thumbs down. Then they instruct their agent, Dr. Fu Manchu, to eliminate the individual.
And we've certainly seen enough to realize that Fu Manchu stops at nothing in obeying their orders. But in what way has Sir Graham antagonized the Black Poppies?
From what I learned at the Indian office this morning, Sir Graham inadvertently stumbled across evidence of a secret movement in the North Provinces. Evidence that would rock the empire.
And you say he's scheduled to speak before the ministry tomorrow?
Yes. And that's the reason for our call on him this evening. We're going to spend the night in his rooms with him to ensure his appearance at the ministry tomorrow.
Is that my grand, sir? You want me to wait?
No, driver.
Thank you, sir.
Come along, Petrie.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Inspector Nathan Smith?
Yes, what is it?
And Dr. James Petrie?
Yes, yes, what do you... Look out, Petrie!
Have you a doctor, Lyle?
Yes, Bob, we have him.
Into the limousine, then.
Oh, hurry!
We've been on notice so far. All right, Datu, drive on. You know where.
I've locked the pocket. Heaven knows, Petrie. Sandbagged. Both of us. Well, he has us at last.
All right, old man. We're alive. Let's be thankful for that.
And I dragged you into this.
Oh, dry up. I'm not a child. There's no question of being dragged into the matter. I'm here. If I can be of any use, well, that's enough.
There were two Orientals in European clothes sitting in that big car as we got out of ours. They must have come up behind us as we spoke with that other chap and sandbagged us.
Hmm. The fellow who spoke to you was an Englishman.
Yes. We were rushed into that limousine and it was all over. Great Scott, how my head aches. They must have given me an awful crowd.
Fu Manchu, of course. But why have we been spared? What's he saving us for?
Nothing pleasant, you may be sure. And like a couple of schoolboys, we walked deliberately into his trap.
Yeah. And we're chained, Nayland. Chained in a black cellar.
Yeah. Steel collars, arm and leg chains. Come on, come. Light under the door. Careful, Petrie, and guard your speech.
Ah.
Welcome, Mr. Nayland Smith. And you, Dr. Petrie, to the House of Fu.
What do you want of us, Dr. Fu?
You and Dr. Petrie interfere with my plans, Mr. Smith. I have taken the trouble to warn you once. You fail to heed my warning. Now I must seriously turn my attention to you. You have presumed to meddle with the world change. You have linked my name with the Young China Movement, the name of Fu Manchu. I have nothing to do with China, Mr. Smith. Remember that.
But the black poppies, Dr. Fu.
You are an incompetent meddler, Mr. Smith. I despise you. You, Dr. Petrie, are a fool. I am sorry for you.
You needn't be.
So, I am determined to remove you both from the scene of your blunders.
Opium will sort to do the same for you.
That is a matter of opinion, Dr. Petrie. You may not have had the opportunities that have been mine for studying that subject. In any event, however, I shall not be privileged to enjoy your advice in the future.
You will not outlive me, Fu Manchu. And our deaths will not profit you, Inspector.
Deaths will not profit you.
I have files, and he has seen a wire jacket.
Your files and wire jackets don't impress me.
Perhaps not. You have seen a wire jacket, Dr. Petrie. As a surgeon, its function would interest you.
You have other pets, which I have seen.
Pets? Oh, yes. My pythons, hamadryads, and my scorpions. But you have seen my scorpion, Doctor, my Zayat.
Yes.
And have you ever visited Molokai, the leper island? My bacilli come from there, Doctor. And my black spiders that sit in the dark and watch and leap. So you would have warned Sir Graham Guthrie. Tonight at 12:30, Sir Graham will die. You, Nayland Smith, were in Rangoon. You remember the call? Listen. It calls for you, Nayland Smith, and for you, Dr. Petrie. And at 12:30, in 3.5 hours, it will call for Sir Graham Guthrie.
Death or torture for us?
Which is it, Nayland?
He intends to learn our plans first.
You mean
you heard him mention his files, his wire jacket?
Torture.
As I thought.
But good heavens, this is England.
Not too many years back, they placed men on the rack in England. I have one great hope, since you are with me. For the moment, try your pocket knife on the lock of that collar. I'll do the same with mine.
Mm-hmm. No, it's impossible, Nayland. I... Listen.
A light. Coming up through the floor. Someone coming up through a trap. Be ready for anything.
Dr. Petrie.
Caramel!
Softly, Dr. Petrie. Make no noise.
My one hope realized, Petrie. She's come to save you.
A sound and you'll kill us all. One moment. I have the key which will release you. And you will be unfit because you are his friend. Leave your knife on the floor. He will think you first to knock. Now, down through the trap. Quickly. Close the trap, Leland Smith. Softly.
Where does this passage lead, Charlie?
That I need not tell you. You must tie your handkerchiefs over your eyes and do exactly as I tell you.
Certainly, Charlie.
Give me your hand, Dr. Petrie. You will lead Leland Smith. Come. Keep to the wall on the right. There is danger on the left.
You recognize the smell, Nealon?
Orchids.
The atmosphere of a hot house. Look. Great. Sounds like a leopard, Nealon.
Steady, old chap. Hold tight to Caramay's hand.
Wait.
Eh? Why? What is it, Caramay?
The drums of fever.
Drums? What does she mean?
The drums of fever. To us, Petrie, they can mean only one thing. Death.
Shadow of Fu Manchu.